The government of Barbados has just delivered a voluntary national review of its sustainable development goals to a UN high-level political forum. Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Marsha Cattle, tells us that there are 17 of those goals to improve the living conditions of people across the world. And for Barbados, a major concern has been how COVID-19 has impacted on our ability to meet those goals.
One of the things I said in the statement to the high-level political forum yesterday is that COVID-19 has really reset every development baseline for the whole world. As we've been saying, the countries that are dependent on travel and trade are the ones that were the hardest hit. In Barbados, for example, in the first 2 months of this fiscal year, our revenue declined by 31%. So we lost over a third of our revenue, almost a third of our revenue. Expenditure, though, increased by 21% because, of course, we had to make sure that we were ready to tackle COVID. We had to spend a lot more on putting cash in people's hands, those who weren't working. We had to spend a lot more on retrofitting Harrison Point, the old naval base, to be the isolation facility. And in 3 months as well, 38% of the people enrolled in NIS made a claim for unemployment. And we feel that of those not enrolled or not qualifying to receive claims, that they are also very hard hit, and we also have to find a mechanism to reach them. So COVID-19 has been the test of development in Barbados and everywhere else, and it shows us that wherever we were previously in achieving the SDGs, well, in a lot of ways, we've had to go back to accelerate and to reimagine what it is we had to do, which Barbados has been able to do, and which is what I spoke about yesterday.
So in light of this challenge, what exactly is Barbados seeking from the international community at this stage?
What I wanted to reinforce to the high-level forum yesterday is that before we get to assistance, I think it's important for countries to show what we are doing in our own regard to be able to fast-track achievement. The truth is that COVID-19 taught us some lessons. It showed us, for example, that the social security system or NIS system has to be flexible to the changing nature of work. It showed us that we have to really revamp our social protection system or welfare system to make sure that people that we meet people where they are and that access is better. Those systems, we could never have been prepared for COVID. And those systems had to respond quickly. Those who work in those systems really were on the ground responding, but there's a lot more that we have to do. But there are other things. Barbados was able to use some of our fiscal and financial inclusion policies to really try and catch people up. So on the one hand, we have social protection. But on the other, we want to really be able to respond to the enfranchisement mandate of this government. One of the ways that we were able to do that, for example, and Minister Humphrey, I'm sure will come to the country and talk about this really exciting work that he's doing with the Ministry of Finance, that his ministry is doing. But for example, we looked at debt for nature swaps, and this is something that we're working on now, where we have found a way to further reduce the cost of about $400 million in debt. And the savings doesn't come to government, but government has assigned those savings to protect ourselves from the climate crisis through the preservation of the ocean. Now, yesterday when Barbados presented, we were able to speak about these kinds of measures to show that we're not just asking for countries to step up, but we are showing that we are stepping up ourselves. Now, if I can come quickly to your question about what it is that we're asking the international community to do. We import a lot of what we consume as a small economy. The financial system is foreign owned that we are a part of. And so it means that the international system for us is a source of risk. So we need international agreements that cap global temperatures and that lower global temperatures. We do not contribute to global warming, but we suffer from it. The drought that we are experiencing now is directly as a result of the climate crisis. We also need for our vulnerability to be recognized as a way to determine access to concessionary financing. It's something that the UN Secretary General realized some time ago. It is something that countries are now starting to realize that you can't use GDP as a measure to say how countries are doing.
That's Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Marsha Cattle, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.